Praise the Lord. Message 125. The title of the message, How God Provides for Our Needs, Part 2. Let's open our Bible to Book of Luke, Chapter 5, and let us read verse 17 to verse 20. He went down with them, Luke chapter 5, verse 17 to 20. One day as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in the front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, Friend, your sins are forgiven. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you for your goodness and your faithfulness. I bless this time and note this time that we can, Lord, listen to your word and learn the way that you use to bless us and Lord, provide for us. Lord, I pray that the message, it will teach us the way of life, the way to trust you and walk according to your truth, O Lord. Lord, anoint my lips and help me to deliver your word to your people and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be, to encourage your people and to help those who wanted to follow you, that they will find a clear way of life. We thank you. And we bless you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The way God provides for us our needs is when we put God first in our life. Jesus was in the house and people gathered around him, Pharisees and teachers of the laws, and many they were invited, they came there. But we find also that few men, they have a burden. Some men, they came and they were carrying a paralytic person on a mat. They want to bring him to Jesus because at that meeting there was a power of healing. It's there with the Lord to heal the sick, and they want that this paralytic man to be healed. Those men, they have the initiative, they got the initiative to help this man who is paralytic. They get united, they went together and carry that man. They are diligent, they have love, and they had shown their love through action and deed by carrying this paralytic man. And they have also perseverance, because when they came to the house and they were not able to enter the house, they persevered and they insisted that this man should be brought to the Lord. They climbed the roof, and also they make a hole in the roof through the tiles. They lower the man who is paralytic on his mat right in the front of Jesus in the middle of the crowd. We know that the man had been finally healed. The needs of those men who carrying the paralytic is that this man would meet Christ and the Lord would heal him. In verse 20. When Jesus saw their faith, when Jesus saw the faith of those men who carried the paralytic, when he saw that how their faith was accompanied by associated with deed and action, when he saw their faith was accompanied by practice, the Lord forgave that paralytic his sin. How God provide for those men and help them in their ministry and heal that man, what he used? He used their faith. They have faith, and because of that faith that they carry, Jesus responded. And we know that if we have faith, should be accompanied by deed and action. It must be accompanied by obedience. We have to be obedient people. The faith that save is the faith that always obey. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 say, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Those men who carry the man who is paralytic, they have faith and they were earnestly seeking the Lord. They were diligent, energetic, active in doing God's will. And we found that the Lord did a miracle for them and healed that paralytic, and He blessed their ministry and blessed their life. Now, such kind of people, sure, they have responsibilities. They are involved in life. They have families. They have duties. But they had put God first. Do you think God will not reward those people and help them in their life? The point here, how God provide for our needs, what He will use, He will use our true faith in Him, the faith that accompanied by obedience. Then He will help us and aid us in our life and provides our need through miracles. The more you are away from God, the more life is difficult, because less presence of God in your life, less healing, less provision, and less miracles. The more you are away from God, the more life is difficult. The more you are near to God and put your faith into practice and do His will and obey the Lord and His command and start to serve Him, then you can witness miracle and you can see the Lord is doing a great things for you. God, for Him to bless you, He will not use something that you don't have. He will use what you have to bless you and to provide all your needs. In the book of in the book of 1 Samuel, how the Lord helped David and how God provided for him to fight the champion Goliath and win the battle. What David used, let us read 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 40. Then he, that is David, then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. And we know that David won the battle with this weapon. In verse 48, as the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him, reaching into his bag and taking out a stone. He slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So what the Lord used here to help David in his ministry and to give him victory, and not only victory for David, for the whole Israelites, for his people, for his church, he used simple things. He used the experience of David in using the sling. He used the sling, the 5 stone. God did not use high technology. Very simple things God will use to bless us. From what we know, from our own skill, our own things, from the things around us, available with us, He will use these things to bless us. What David had, more than his experience and this sling and the shepherd bag and the 5 smooth stone that is where beside him, faith. David had faith and obedience unto the Lord. In verse 45, David said to the Philistines, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." He came to him by faith, accompanied by action. Every day you wake up in the morning, there is a Goliath problem. There's a struggle you need to face. Who will help you? God. Go forward, obey God. The more you put aside things, the more you are lazy, the more you want to escape from facing the duties and ministries, you want to be in the comfort zone, the more you find yourself in bondage and Goliath and trouble gather on your head around you, try to press you down. How God provides for our needs? By faith. Faith that accompanied by obedience. To obey God, be willing to serve Him, be willing to take the step of faith and go forward and do the will and the work of God. Never think that the Lord will solve your problem from some resources that is far from you. From what you have, the little of what you have, the thing that is around you, from these things, God will use them all to bless you. Let us read John chapter 21. John 21, verse 1 to verse 6. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and the two others disciples were together. I am going out to fish, Simon Peter told them. And they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Again here, how the Lord provide their needs? How God supplied them with fish? He gave them His word, He instructed them. And the fish was just nearby to them, on the right side of the boat. Sometime we think that the blessings are far away. They are nearby, but we cannot see because of disobedience. The blessing of God just around you, but you are not listening to His instruction. Here, the Lord came and showed love to Peter and the disciples and helped them to bring them back to Him. How God supplied their needs? The fish were just around them, but they were not able to see. He gave them His word and direct them. So the Lord, when He gave us His word, He instructs us, as He gave us today this message about faith and obedience, to put your faith into practice and start to serve God. That is the way that God will provide all your needs. You will see more miracles. You will see God's presence in your life when you start to obey. John chapter 6. How God provides for our needs. John chapter 6 and verse 5 onward. John chapter 6 verse 5 onward. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward Him, He said to Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? There was a large crowd coming to the Lord. He asked Philip, where and how we can buy bread for those people to eat? Verse 6, He asked this only to test Him, for He already had in mind what He was going to do. He asked Him this question to check what is in His mind, how He will answer. But the Lord already knows what He will do. Verse 7, Philip answered Him, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. He told him, 8 months, if I will work 8 months, I'll not be able to provide for this large number of people, and only they will take one bite, each one of them. And that's when we face a problem. Oh, we need to work 1 year, 2 years money to provide for that. But the solution is just nearby. God will use what you have to solve your problem. You need to have faith. You need to be around the Lord, near to Him, willing to obey and serve Him. Verse 8, another of His disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Somebody else also spoke. Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many? Yes, it is. It's a boy, yeah, five loaves. Five small barley loaves and two small fish, but how it will be enough? He was just joking or just laughing or smiling. Jesus said, have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. 5,000 men, without counting the women and children. If you will count all of them together, they may be 20,000 people. How Jesus will feed them? Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted. So here the Lord solved the problem. Same old problem. We have big needs but less resources. We need God's presence in our life. We need to keep His presence in our life by faith, that accompanied by obedience, so that we can witness miracle, our problem will be solved, and we can live a smooth life with a plenty. They end up with 12 baskets full of pieces of bread, that the leftover of 5 barley loaves. How God provide our needs? We need to have faith, obedience, listening to His instruction, willing to serve Him, willing to abide with His will and ways. And I pray that this message will open your eyes and will open your ears to hear His voice and to direct your eyes to see the things that God is seeing but you are not able to see. From these things, the little of what you have, the little of the thing that's around you, God will use to bless you, satisfy your needs, and solve your problems. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Lord, we magnify your name, we adore you, and we worship you. Lord, thank you for your word that give us assurance that our problem can be solved if we have faith and start to obey. When we allow you to be the head of our life, the master, when your presence will be there, we know, Lord, the provision is also there. It's not far away, but nearby. Lord, we put you first in our life, O God. And we know, Lord, when you are there, our needs satisfied, our problem solved, and doors that are closed will be open. Lord, we do pray in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us in the way that you want us to go and move. Oh Lord, I pray for true repentance in the heart of your people who listen to the message, and use this message to help your people, your servants, who delight to follow your ways. And I pray that this message will be a comfort, a source of peace to those who are struggling with certain problems. Oh God, take this message and make us separate, and the purpose of sending it shall be accomplished, and you will harvest the fruit that you desire to see in your in the life of your church and in the life of your people. Oh Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us and keep us from harm, so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.